It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mineota High School for Section 3A Volleyball Playoffs. This is the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports tonight. And the Mineota Vikings, the number one seed in Section 3A North, taking on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Blackjacks are the eighth seed coming into the Section 3A North tournament. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they played this past Monday in the play-in game, and they swept Lacaparo Valley 3-0, 27-25, 25-19, 25-21 to advance in section play and get a date here with the Mineota Vikings. Of course, Mineota Vikings, the defending state champions, ranked number one all season long in Class A. They come in with a record of 27 wins and 3 losses. And Blackjacks have their work cut out for them tonight. Dawson Boyd picked up their ninth win of the season against Lacaparo Valley on Monday. They're 9-16 coming into the match here with the Vikings. Dawson Boyd, as I mentioned, Coach Haley Grittmacher was pretty excited with that ninth win. She was actually quite emotional in the post-game show on Monday night because when she first started coaching, they picked up 7 wins. Last year was 8 wins, and they wanted that ninth win, and they got it against Lacaparo Valley. So they want to pick up that 10th win. They need to do it tonight and play a very, very good Mineota Viking team. Should be an interesting match. A lot of Blackjack players have put in a lot of time with the Blackjack program, as the Vikings. Let's break down their season so far as we talk about the Mineota Vikings, 27-3. Those 3 losses, if you're wondering, came from state-ranked teams in 4A, Maple Grove, and then they lost to Marshall, the Tigers 3A, Marshall hosting Wilmer tonight in their section matchup. They lost to Marshall. Their 3 losses, and then Chanhassen in the Burnsville tournament. But they picked up 27 wins, and again, a few of those wins have been against very, very good teams like Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley has a record of 26-3 right now, and the Vikings defeated them on the Cardinals' home court back in September, 3-1. They beat Eastview, they beat Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, all with outstanding records. So that's the Vikings. Of course, they Monday they played in McRae and defeated the McRae Wolverines for the Camden Conference Championship. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, their 9 wins were against Murray County Central, Montevideo, Hancock, TMB, KMS, Lacaparo Valley twice, Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop, and then West Lutheran in the Marshall tournament. West Lutheran has 18 wins on the season, so that was a quality win there for Dawson Boyd. And Coach Haley Grittmacher has done a fantastic job with these Blackjacks. I want to welcome everybody listening online on 92.1 on KOQPFM.com. Also, we're streaming on the Mineota stream tonight. And I know there's a lot of people watching City Hall Bar and Grill here in downtown Mineota. And give a shout out to City Hall Bar and Grill. They do a fantastic job and serve some great food, that's for sure. Let's talk about the other matches, volleyball matches in round 2 of Section 3A tonight. Renville County West, the 4th seed, hosting Wabasso. McRae, the 3rd seed, hosting Central Minnesota Christian. The Blue Jays are the 6th seed. And the Lakeview Lakers, they swept Yellow Medicine East on Tuesday. And the Lakeview Lakers are in Canby tonight to take on a very good Lancer team. Canby, the number 2 seed. I'll tell you what, we'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem, and then we'll come back for their State Farm Insurance starting lineup. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Pearson Dawson, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Edward Jones and Company, Southwest Insurance Services, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Heather Nursery and Floral, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Appleton Dental Clinic, Prairie Sun Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, CCM Health, Froggatt Auction Real Estate, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Kyle Small Engine Repair, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, UFP Minneota, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Pete's Electric Motor, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, State Bank of Taunton, The Strand Agency. Section Sports brought to you by Tron Tossel Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustics, American Surplus, Jim's Market in Canby, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Lean Lumber, Larson Tiling, Woodstock Telephone Company, First Security Bank of Canby, Ag Plus Cooperative, Steve Haas, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Bottling Company, NB Golf Cars, Madison Dental Clinic, Appleton Area Health, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Canby Meat Center. Section Sports brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Sturtevant's of Canby, Kruger Law Office, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, B&B Electrical Contractors. Sports brought to you by Klein Insurance Agency in Madison, So Wearable Designs in Appleton, Sather Building Supplies, Canby Farmers Grain, Prins Bank, Minnesota Valley Light and Power, REC, Montevideo, Greater Community Credit Union, Heartland Eye Care, Dawson Dairy Queen, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, KB's Bar and Grill, Olson Dray Service. Section Sports brought to you by Tofty Auto and Sales, Doug Service and Marine, House of Spirits, Appleton, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jubilee Foods, Gruel Electric, Dawson Truck Parts, Minneota Building Center, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Miller Services Incorporated, Gisselson's Hardware, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Citizens Alliance Bank, and MBTV Wireless. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92 92.1.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is love for the game.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship, and most of those are worth far less than the cost of tuition. So, why do they play?
My reason why is commitment.
My reason why is friendship.
A sense of purpose. Love for the game. To help others. Friendship. There are lots of great reasons to play high school sports and to participate in other high school activities like cheerleading, debate, and music. Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Minneota High School for tonight's Section 3A volleyball matchup. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. The starting lineup is brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Tony Arata with offices in Canby and Madison for the Minneota Vikings tonight. Number two, Liza Seussner. She's a libero player, 5'4" senior. Number three, Emma Bottleberg. Bottleberg's an outside hitter, 5'8", and a senior. Number four, Nevaeh Hennen. Hennin's a setter at 5'6 and a junior. Ella Johnson, outside hitter, 5'11 senior. Abigail Robecki. Robecki's a defensive specialist at 5'3 and a sophomore. Olivia Ferris. Ferris is a right side hitter, 5'8 junior. And number 10, Kennedy Arntz. Arntz a middle blocker, 5'11 senior. The Vikings are coached by Haley Froon, assisted by Dana Peterson, Emily Sitterman. For the Dawson Boys Blackjacks, the libero player, number 2, Natea Ritter. Ritter's a defensive specialist at 5'3 and a junior. Number 3, Addison Tufto. Tufto's a middle blocker, 5'8 junior. Number 4, a freshman. Outside hitter, Caden Perkins. Number 5, senior, middle blocker, 5'8, Ayanna Halstead. Number 6, Reese Johnson. Reese is an outside hitter, 5'8 junior. Number 7, a setter, Bailey Boffin. Bailey's 5'7 and a junior. And number 12, Allison Esling, an outside hitter, 5'5 senior. The Blackjacks are coached by Haley Gritmacher. The assistant coach is Amber Omlin. Team captains for the Blackjacks, Ayanna Halstead, Allison Esling, Bailey Boffin, and Reese Johnson. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent. And we thank Tony for sponsoring these lineups all season long here on Q92. Well, we're excited for section sports. It's a busy week for high school teams, not only in volleyball, but football and cross country. If you were with us last night on Q92, we are broadcasting from Madison Country Club of the Section 3A Cross Country Meet, and congratulations goes out to the Camby Minneota Girls Cross Country Team. They were runner-up yesterday. And also to Lockefell Valley Dawson Boyd, Gavin Carl, and Chloe Blakey qualified for state. Next Saturday, November 4th, at the University of Minnesota in cross country. Of course, tomorrow we have section football playoffs, section football for you here on Q92 as well. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But we're glad you're with us on 92.1 FM KOQP tonight for section volleyball, the Vikings and the Blackjacks. And we've got a nice crowd here, a big following by the Dawson Boys fans here tonight. Tell you what, I was visiting with both head coaches, Haley Froon of the Vikings and Haley Gritmacher of the Blackjacks, and they're ready to play tonight. Blackjacks serving, and we are underway. The winner moves on. The loser's done for the season. And the Vikings get the first point. And serving for the Minneota Vikings, Abby Robecki. She wears number 1. Got to give a shout-out to her mom. Birthday, Karen. Robecki's birthday today. Happy birthday, Karen. And Robecki serves the ball over the net. The Blackjacks return it on the third hit. Ella Johnson bumps the ball up to the front of the net. Kennedy Arntz with a drive and a kill for Kennedy Arntz. I believe Coach Haley Froon said Kennedy's probably the most improved volleyball player this year on the Viking team. And it's a 2-0 lead for Minneota. Hennin, this is Grace, serves. Blackjacks put it up. Halstead hits it. Too long out of bounds. Good pass, though, from the back row by Dawson Boyd up to Halstead. Halstead, a senior. And the Vikings have jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Grace Hennin serves again. She's a defensive specialist. Goes in the back row to Ritter. Nice pass up to the net. Esling throws it down. Oh, Robecki with a diving dig in the back row. And there's a kill for Ella Johnson. Nobody got close to that for the Blackjacks in the back row. And Yamlin is going to come in. Yamlin in for Reese Johnson. We got Yamlin, Ritter in the back row for Dawson Boyd. Grace serve. Goes into number 4. That's Perkins. Nice pass by Perkins. And Esling drives it over in the corner. Vikings return it. Dug up nicely there by Tufto. Here's the set by Hennin, and we got a double hit there by the center, Nevaeh Hennin. And the Blackjacks get their first point, 4-1, Mineota set one. And off the bench on the rotation serves Lindsay Lund. And Grace Henner with a beautiful dig in the back row. And Arndt just tosses it softly over in the corner for her second kill. Two kills for Arndt and two kills for Ella Johnson. 5-1 the score. And there's an ace serve for Ella Johnson. Ella Johnson with a serve. And Coach Haley Grittmacher wants a timeout to talk it over. Down 6-1 here in set one. So we'll take a commercial break. You're listening. Your UFP Mineota scoreboard. Viking 6, Blackjacks 1. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
We're back here in Mineota. Timeout's over by Coach Haley Grittmacher, and the Blackjacks got a point. As we come out of commercial break, Dawson Boyd serving. Lund in the back row bumps it up to Boffin, and a drive by Hasted. That was called a slide. Here's a block at the net by Hasted and Boffin. Here's another drive by Ferris, and it's good. Liv Ferris with the kill. It's 7-2. Mineota, we're in set one. Glad you're with us again on Q92. We have a lot of section sports in the next couple weeks here on Q92, just about every night, it seems like. And that's good. Vikings lead 7-2, and the drive, the serve there by Dakota Hennin, and Reese Johnson back in, gets it over on the third hit. They pass it up to Ferris. Boom! Ferris with another kill, and a beautiful set there by Nevaeh Hennin. 8-2. Blackjacks ready defensively, and the serve by Dakota Hennin. And Boffin passes over. Reese Johnson gets it over to net. Back to the Viking side, partially blocked. That was a hit there by Maher. And now Lund hits it way out of bounds. Almost hit the back wall. 9-2. Mineota. Blackjacks need to keep it close. Right now, run here by the Vikings. Dakota and serves into Lund. Nice pass by Lund. Here's Hasted. Nice play by the Blackjacks. Boffin with the set. Actually, it started by Lund. Lund with a beautiful pass to Bailey. And Hasted hit it home. And that's how you draw it up. 9-3. Here's a outside hit by Maher. Now back to the Blackjack side. 9-3, Mineota. Nice back set there by Hennin Nevaeh. Oh, what a dig by Esslane. And the Blackjacks get it over on the third hit. Here's a back set and a drive again. Esslane, oh, almost got the job done there. But Nevaeh Hennin, wow, instead of setting it, threw it down and got the kill. Nevaeh, or that was Ferris, excuse me, her third kill. 10-3, Mineota. That was a nice defensive play by Dawson Boyd, Esslane. Vikings played at the net. And back to the Viking side, and here's a big hit. Nice dig by Hasted. That was Ferris with another drive, and Hasted dug it up. Back to the Viking side, and a kill there from the outside by number 3, Bottleberg. Her first. That's Emma's first kill of the night. 11-3, Mineota, the number 1 seed, number 1 ranked team in the state in Class A, the Vikings. Reese Johnson blocked at the net there by Ferris. Reese will throw it over. Deep into the corner it goes. Vikings pass it up. And a block. Oh, nice block there by Tufto. And a whistle and a point for Dawson Boyd. Not sure, quite sure what the call was there. Oh, my goodness. Tufto with a nice play by the Blackjacks there. Perkins in off the bench on the rotation. And Bailey Botham, the junior, gets the whistle from the referee. Blackjacks down 11-4. And Tufto at the floor. Now a whistle. Net violation on the Vikings. And there's Aslan Tufto doing a nice job with the block at the net there by Tufto. 11-5. A little bit of a spurt here for the Blackjacks. Here's a shot at the plate. Oh! Blocked at the net by the Blackjacks. Reese Johnson, Perkins was there, Tufto. That was off a big hit, I believe, by Maher. 11-6. Vikings from the outside. Ferris drives it. Botham keeps it. Boy, the Blackjacks are being scrappy right now. And here's a hit by number 9, Ferris, with her fourth kill. Ferris leading the Vikings in kills here in set one with 4. 12-6, Minnesota. Now Liza Suster. Libero serves it off. Tufto drives it and a block there at the net by Ella Johnson. 13-6. We are in set one. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Suster. Halstead passes up. Big hit by Johnson from the outside. Here's Ella Johnson in the middle. Halstead hits the rafters and then it falls to the floor. And it's 14-6. Coach Grittmacher calling another timeout. Your UFP Minnesota scoreboard. Minnesota 14, Dawson Boyd 6. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92.
Hi, it's Ayanna Hassett from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Our featured premier sponsor during this game, UFP Minnesota, bringing you the UFP Minnesota scoreboard.
Caddox Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddox Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Welcome back to Minnesota High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Timeout's over by Coach Haley Grittmacher, and the Vikings have a 14-6 lead here in set one, and Soosner will serve. Liza was voted the most valuable player in the Camden Conference this year. Johnson with a throw over and a nice dig there by Navaya Hannon. And the ball hits the rafters on the Viking side. Point Dawson Boyd. And I tell you what, the Dawson Boyd student section, they're here in big numbers tonight, cheering on these Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks are down by 7. Serving is Johnson for Dawson Boyd. Here's Ella Johnson from the outside. She hits the ball into the net. And it's a 2-0 run for Dawson Boyd. Listen to the crowd here in Minnesota. 14-8. Minnesota, Reese Johnson to Ella Johnson. Ella throws it up, and a drive there by Maher. Here's Esslane from the middle of the floor. She gets it over net. Nice dig by Suster. Blocked at the net by Tufto. Tufto's done a nice job blocking here. And there's a big hit from the outside by number 3, Emma Bottleberg. Her second kill of the match, of the set. 15-8. Robecki comes off the bench to serve. She's just a sophomore. 15-8, Minnesota. The winner here advances to the semifinals. And blocked by Ella Johnson. Her second block here at the net. I think that was off the hit of Halstead. Abby Robecki bouncing the ball. There's about a two-step run jump serve. Nice pass from Halstead. Esslane softly touches it over the net. Now Nevaeh had it, and another drive there by the Vikings, and that was number 10, Kennedy Arndt, with her third kill at 17-8. Of course, we played at 25. Robecki continuing to serve here for the Minnesota Vikings. Serves into the back row. Johnson passes it up to Topto. And now in the middle of the floor, Bailey Bothan throws it over. Here's the set by Nevaeh Hennon. Arndt throws it back. Now a nice play by Essling to get it over on the third hit. Soosner play at the net, and it goes out. Ella Johnson was trying to use her left hand there, and it was close, but it was out. And that's a point for Dawson Boyd. Nice crowd here in Dawson tonight. Serving is the number two, Ritter. She's a junior, and a big hit in the middle by Arndt. Arndt picked up back-to-back kills there. She's got four. Now in the serve for the Minnesota Vikings, the senior defensive specialist, Grace Hennon. Grace is quite a basketball player as well. 18-9 Minnesota, set one. Hennon serves it in. Bopping at the net, a little too far. Ritter passed the ball up just a little too far there. Essling tried to get it over the net there, and it's a 10-point lead, 19-9. Grace Hennon just stands there and serves the ball, and it's long out of bounds. Service error there. And Dawson Boyd gets the point. Lindsay Lund gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder. Serves it in the back row. Robecki passes the ball up. And here's Kennedy Arndt with another kill. Nice set there by Mary. Five kills. Arndt leads in kills with five. Ella Johnson serves for Minnesota. Lund for Dawson Boyd. Pass it up. Hasted with a drive in the corner. It goes. Play at the net. Hasted throws it over. Back to Ayanna. Here's a set. Essling a little off balance. And I think she hit the net. Point Minnesota. Yeah, can't touch the net. Not like when I played sand volleyball. The net was ruined by the time we were done playing. You can't do that here. Oh, nice dig. Oh, a beautiful dig by Ritter of the Blackjacks. Now the Minnesota side. Here's a back set. Arndt throws it over and a whistle goes. Two hit there by the Blackjacks. Nice job by the Vikings. 22-10. Ella Johnson served tight serve. It's an ace serve for Ella. Ella Johnson. She has two ace serves, two blocks, and one kill. Or three kills, excuse me. Here's a serve. Here's Hasted on the slide. Oh, what a dig by Robecki. Now Ferris throws it back over. Ritter in the back row for Dawson Boyd up to the front of the net. Essling throws it over. Here's Ferris. Now carry called on Arndt of Minnesota. Point Dawson Boyd. 23-11. Minnesota leading here in set one. Section 3A volleyball playoffs. Here's Allison Essling with the serve in the back row to Robecki. And setting up the center, there was Mary. Ferris throws it back. Here's Hasted on a slide again, and Ayanna way out of bounds there. And it's set point for the Minnesota Vikings. 24-11. Vikings get the next point. They win the set. And Dakota Hennon on the rotation off the bench. Dakota Hennon looks over to Coach Prune. Where should I serve the volleyball? And they're going to serve it in the back row to Essling. She passes the ball up to Hasted. A little too far, and Reese. It hits the antenna, and that's a point for Minnesota. And they win set one, 25-11, over to Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. So we will take a couple-minute break here as we're in between sets, and we'll come back. In a couple minutes, and once again, your UFP Minnesota scoreboard, the Vikings take the first set to the Blackjacks, 25-11. We'll be right back.
S-T-U-R-D-E-V, A-N-T-S, come and see Sturdivant's. headed. Auto parts is what we do. We got more than that for you. Friendly folks to make you smile. You know we go that extra mile. Come inside, it's clean and bright. We got the way to treat you right. S-T-U-R-D-E-V. A-M-T-S, come and see. Sturdivant's. Have it.
Sturdivant's Auto Supply, located downtown Canby. They're your headquarters for auto, truck, tractor parts, machine shop service.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
As a national leader in biofuels, Minnesota is bringing drivers a better fuel option that not only costs less, but is also better for your vehicle. Unleaded 88 fuel is a cleaner burning option that helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Add the octane boost, and unleaded 88 is the clear choice the next time you fill up. Look for the yellow 88 octane button. Or find Unleaded 88 at a station near you at betterfuel.org. Brought to you by your local Lacaparo County corn and soybean growers and their checkoffs.
If you're looking for a great used vehicle, head to Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Right now on the lot, they have a 2021 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 XLT with only 26,000 miles on it. Or check out the 2021 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive with 26,000 miles on it. Check these and the other great new and used vehicles on the lot now with cash rebates and special financing available. Give them a call at 320-769-2365. That's Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer, located East Highway 212 in Dawson.
Paul Ramo back here at Mineota High School tonight for Section 3A Volleyball Playoffs. And we want to thank UFT Mineota for being a premier sponsor of Section Sports here on Q92. Appreciate that. Well, the Vikings took the first set 25-11. And now they just started Robecki's ace serve. And it's 1-0 here in set two. Over in Canby, the Canby Lancers hosting Lakeview tonight. And the Lancers just took the first set, 25-14 on their home court. Here it's one set to none lead for the Mineota Vikings. And Bailey Boffin did a spin, a shoulder roll there on the floor. Couldn't get to it, and it's 2-0. And number seven, Johnson, just picked up her fourth kill. And now serving, Rubecki serves, and Ritter gets it up, and Hasted plays it off the net. Nice play by Boffin. Johnson tried to dig it up, and couldn't, and that's a point for Mineota, and that was Kennedy Arndt picking up her fifth kill. And the Vikings have jumped out to a 3-0 lead here in set two. Appreciate you tuning in tonight for Section Volleyball Playoffs. Tomorrow we got football, and Bailey Boffin passed the ball up a little too far, and there was Kennedy Arndt in the middle waiting for that ball, and she hammered it home. Mineota Vikings, the defending section champions, and they are the defending state champions. Eslane Johnson, Reese Johnson from the back row, got it over the net. Now here's Arndt with a drive, partially blocked by Eslane. Liza Seussner to Robecki, up to Johnson from the outside. That's Ella. And a nice block again by Hasted at the net. Boffin setting up, Hasted with a drive. Nice dig by Nevaeh Hennen. And from the outside, Bottleberg picks up her third kill. 4-1. That was a good volley by both sides there. Good athletic plays by both sides, the Blackjacks and the Vikings. Here's Lindsay in the serve for Dawson Boyd. Outstanding golf, state golf participant, Lindsay Lund. And I'm sure she'll be back at state golf next spring. blocked at the net there by number 10. Kennedy Arndt got six kills in a couple blocks. 5-1 the score. Grace Hennon, the defensive specialist senior, will serve from Mineota. There's the whistle. Paul Ramo here in Mineota tonight. And Grace Hennon, ball goes over the net, into Ritter. Nice pass up to Boffin. And Hasted throws it, and it's blocked either by Johnson, Ella Johnson, or Arndt. And I'll probably give that to Arndt. 6-1. Vikings. Dakota Hennon pounding the volleyball down, and now she throws the ball, serves the ball. Reese Johnson, nice pass up to Bailey, and Hasted throws it, but Robecki sacrificing her body in the back row, digs it up, keeps the ball alive. Hasted throws it over, and there's Grace Hennon with a beautiful dig. Blackjacks are throwing everything at him there, and the Vikings playing outstanding defense here. Another hit there by Essling, and now Art Lindsay Lund with a nice pass up to the front of the net. Essling over the net. Wow, look at this volley, folks. This is amazing. And now Ella Johnson finishes it off. Wow, some good play there. Good volleyball there by Blackjacks and the Vikings. But the Vikings come away with the point, 7-1. Vikings took the first set, 25-11. Serve into Ritter. Essling. Johnson throws it over from the back, and a carry called. A little doublehead there. And Coach Grittmacher's calling a timeout. We got a timeout on the floor. We're in set two. And your UFP Mineota scoreboard, Mineota 8, Dawson Boyd 1. Take a break. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92.
With higher commodity prices comes higher coverage and higher costs. If you are looking for an agent with a common-sense approach that is fine-tuned to your operation, talk to an agent with Haugen Insurance Agency today. With two convenient locations on Highway 75 in Madison and Ortonville, we are able to meet your needs. We can walk you through how your multi-peril policy is used for marketing bushels to take advantage of good prices, and we can also look into whether or not a hail policy makes sense for your operation. Stop by our office or visit our website at www.haugencropins.com. Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated, a farmer's helping hand.
Hey, this is Allie Essling from the Dawson Boyd volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Mineota High School. Timeout is just over here by Coach Grittmacher. Vikings lead 8-1, make that 9-1. You know, at the break, I was just looking in the huddle there, the Blackjack huddle, and just realized there's a lot of shadow dancers on this volleyball team for Dawson Boyd. Hope I get them all. Reese Johnson, Addie Tufto, Caden Perkins, and Everson Olson. And the shadows dancing have started practice this week. And can't wait to see their new routine. They do, of course, the Lock of Pearl Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team, one of the best dance teams in the state of Minnesota year after year. And not quite sure how many dancers on the volleyball team here for Mineota. Camby Mineota Sensations are called. And now play resumes here. 11-1 Mineota, and Grace Hennon has the volleyball. Grace doing a nice job serving. And she serves into Ritter. Oh, that was Lund taking the pass, taking the serve. Up to Hasted a little too far. And getting the ball over was Nevaeh Hennon. And Sussner and Robecki run into each other, but they get the job done. And now the Vikings pass it all over. Here's Reese Johnson and Jorgens, regular Jorgens, a senior in. Going past the ball there, and Jorgens is going to come out. And in is Bailey Boffin. 12-1. Blackjacks need to get a little... Volleyball is such a momentum sport. Boy, once you get momentum in volleyball, it's so hard to stop. Oh, there's a nice block by Boffin. Oh, we're going to give her a kill there. That was a nice play. Boffin and Hasted side by side at the net. Those two, they have teamed up well this year. Anna Hasted, who's a senior, Bailey Boffin, a junior. And it's a 10-point lead for the Vikings, 12-2. Boffin sets up Hasted, soft touch, Look at Suster come up and dig it up in the front row. Whoa, Liza. That's why she's the MVP of the Camden Conference. Here's the set by Nevaeh Hennon, and driving it home is Ella Johnson. Ella Johnson, 7 kills for Ella Johnson, 2 blocks, 2 ace serves, and she is doing it all here tonight for the Minnesota Vikings. Now she will serve. 13-2 the score. That's your UFB Minnesota scoreboard. Johnson gets over. Lund up to Reese Johnson. Back over to the Vikings side. Johnson passes the ball up. Blocked by Reese Johnson. Carey called on Minnesota. Point Dawson Boyd. Addison Tufto at the net off the bench. So you got Reese Johnson, Tufto, and Boffin at the net. And Hasted will serve. And Ferris goes down the side, and it's out. That is out. Ferris, boy, she can hit the ball hard. I think this year during the regular season, she was the player of the match that I broadcast. And look at the block by Reese Johnson and Tufto. Oh, my goodness. Reese Johnson and Addie Tufto with the block. 13-5. Here's Ferris, partially blocked by Boffin. Bailey's going to set. No, she throws it over instead of setting it. Play at the middle, and Kennedy Arndt hammers that one home. Number 10, Kennedy Arndt with 7 kills. Arndt's going to come out now with Robecki. And in to serve is Dakota Hennon, a senior. She looks to Coach Prune. 14-5. The Vikings took the first set, 25-11. And now Reese Johnson tries to pass the ball over to net and punt. Point Vikings, 15-5. Hey, we have section football for you tomorrow night. Or tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. Tomorrow afternoon. Oh, there's a nice slide in Tufto. Oh, went underneath the net. And a point for Minnesota there. I'll be in Olivia tomorrow night. Dawson, or tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks traveled to Olivia to take on the Bold Warriors. And I know the Canby Lancers will be traveling to Minnesota tomorrow afternoon. That's a 3 o'clock start from Compline Field. Here's a big hit by number 5. Grunis, Sarah, with her first kill. That's her first action tonight. And it's 17-5. And we've got a timeout by Coach Grittmacher again. And so with that timeout on the floor, your UFP Minnesota scoreboard, Vikings 17, Dawson Boyd 5. We'll be back with more section volleyball right after this.
UFP Minnesota says come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178. That's 507-872-6178 to learn more. That's UFP Minnesota.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
We're back here in Minnesota. We're in set two. Minnesota leading 18-6. Minnesota took the first set from Dawson Boyd, 25-11. And now Minnesota was serving. We had a whistle. I don't know if the referees are ready. The floor referees making sure Blackjacks are in the right rotation. Faith Meary is serving for Minnesota. Goes into Perkins, and a drive by the Blackjacks. Got some new players in on the rotation here for Minnesota now, and a kill there by number 5, Sarah Greenis. And Faith Murray is serving. It's 19-6, Vikings. Set 2, serve into Essling. Here's Bailey Boffin, Reese Johnson from the outside, it's good. Nice hit there by Reese Johnson. And Reese just picked up her second kill of the match. 19-7 the score. Once again, I want to congratulate the Cammie Minnesota girls cross country team. Section runners up, they're going to go to the state next Saturday at the University of Minnesota. Also, Lockefall Valley Dawson boys, Gavin Carl and Chloe Glady. Oh, Halstead in the back row, trying to make it a valiant effort there, and just couldn't get there in time. And that was number 5, Greenis, with another hit, her third. And it's 20-7. Perkins is going to come out. Caden Perkins, just a ninth grader. Here's Liza Seussner. She's a libero player wearing a different uniform from Minnesota. And Essling now popped up there. Oh, and the Blackjacks didn't know where the ball was. I think it hit the ceiling, hit the rafter, I think. 21-7 is their UFP Minnesota scoreboard. Vikings. Seussner again serves. In the half set, she bumps the ball up to Boffin, and Haley Anderson fanned on it. Blackjacks just can't seem to get in any kind of a rhythm here. Seussner again serves in the half set, bumps it too far, but it gets over to that. Back to the Viking side. They play it over to Halstead. Boffin with the set. To Tufto. She throws it into the corner. Seussner. And now Johnson. Ella Johnson again. Wow, 8 kills. 1, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 kills for Ella Johnson. She's going to come out. Brooke DeSmet. Brooke DeSmet in for the first time tonight for Minnesota. It's 23-7. And that's going to be the fourth hit there. The Blackjacks couldn't get it over. We're at set point, 24-7. Minnesota with the next point. They can win set 2 and go up 2-0. Seussner serves in the half dead. Here's Boffin. Essling throws it in the corner. Nice job by the Blackjacks there. Now using her left hand. And the Vikings get it over. Here's Halstead. Seussner bumps it up to the center, Murray, and from the outside to Smith with the drive. And, oh, Essling, look at Allie get the ball over on the third hit, blocked by Haley Anderson. Blackjacks defending well here. Halstead, nice pass to Bailey. Bailey setting up Essling. She throws it deep into the back row. Dakota Hennin back up to the net. Look at the volley we got going here. Longest of the night right now. Who's going to pick up the point? It's a set point for Minnesota, and Minnesota does with Greenis, and it's 25-7. And the Minnesota Vikings take set 2. They're up 2-0 on the Blackjacks here in the Section 3A Volleyball Tournament. And your UFP Minnesota scoreboard, Vikings lead 2-0. We'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll be back.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Minnesota who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong, hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play, and you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Reese Johnson from the Dawson Boyd volleyball team, and you're listening to the greatest radio station in the whole wide world, Q92.
Our featured premier sponsor during this game, UFP Minneota, bringing you the UFP Minneota scoreboard.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Canby Farmers Grain Company with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company.
Welcome back to Minneota. Hey, we got some Bon Jovi between the sets here. Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. I don't know who's in charge of the music down at the scorer's table, but give them an A-plus for today. Hey, the Vikings lead the Blackjacks 2-0. They took the first set 25-11, took the second set 25-7. We're in set three, and the Blackjacks take the lead. 1-0 to start set three. That was a kill there by Reese Johnson, her third. And we're pick up the action here, and now the Vikings get a point. Other scores, Canby is hosting Lakeview tonight in the other quarterfinal match. 2-0 now lead. They lead by both scores there, 25-14, 25-14. McCray leading Central Minnesota Christian 1-0, 25-19 in the other north half of Section 3A. We'll have semifinals at SMSU, I believe, on Tuesday, next Tuesday. Picking up the action here, we're tied 1-1 here in set three. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And a point there for the Vikings. So that means Grace Hennon will serve for Minneota. She's done a nice job serving tonight. Blackjacks, the Vikings have done a nice job of just keeping the Blackjacks out of rhythm whatsoever. And they do a nice job passing. And there's a kill by Ella Johnson again. She leads everybody in kills with 9. Grace Hennon at the service line. There's the toss and the serve. In the tough, though, she throws it over from the back row on one hit. And Johnson from the outside again. Essling digs it up. Bailey Boston throws it over. Sussner up to Nevaeh Hennon. Oh, what a nice block by Essling. Boy, I tell you what, folks, the Blackjacks, you know, they're down, but they're playing their hearts out. Oh, what happened there? I think the referee just changed his mind and gave it to the Blackjacks. Perkins is going to come out. Lindsay will come in to serve. 3-2. A little different start here in set three for the Blackjacks. Vikings went way up on them on both sets, but they're keeping this one close here so far early on in set three. Tough to, Blackjacks can't able to play it on the fourth hit. Dupto doing everything in the back row there. Addie, just a junior. She's quick. Ella Johnson serves in the Lund. Lund passes the ball up to Bailey Boffin. Here's Reese Johnson from the outside. It's an underhand hit. Now Ferris throws it. Oh, my goodness. Pull those out. Liv Ferris, like I said, she is a powerful hitter. Ferris is, but that one went out. Not by much. 4-3, 1-point lead for the Minneota Vikings. And Allie Essling is serving. She's a senior. Here's Ferris on a third hit for the Vikings. Back to the Blackjack side. A back set by... Oh, what a play! What a back set there by Bailey Boffin and Hastad. smoked that one. Anna, what a hit there. What a nice set by Boston. What a hit by Hasted. That was bang, bang. That was the best play of the night for the Blackjacks. Tied up 4-4-0, and the Vikings just got a point, 5-4. Maher comes in, and Dakota Hannon will serve. In the back row, we got Tufto, Lund, and Esling. At the net, we got Reese Johnson, Hasted, and Bothan. For Dawson Boyd, 5-4. Blackjacks hanging tough here with the number one seed here in set three. But they got their backs to the wall right now, down 2-0. And there's Ferris in the middle with the kill. What happened here? 5 kills for Ferris. 6-4. Lund passes the ball up to Bailey, and Reese Johnson with the kill. Now the Blackjacks finding a little bit of a rhythm in passing the ball. Getting it to the center means everything. And the Blackjacks doing a much better job of that here in the third set. But we're early, and the Blackjacks serving the Suster. Blocked by Johnson. Hits the on the Viking side. Hits the ceiling. It's the rafter. That's playable. And they get it over the net. Lund throws it deep in the back row. Suster passes the ball up the net. Here's Ferris. Oh, what a dig by Lund. Johnson throws it out of bounds on the side court. Oh, what a dig by Lindsay Lund. Lindsay Lund with the dig. And we will see here. It's 7-5 the score. 7-5 the score. And there's the Vikings with a kill there. Wow, that was a powerful hit. It's 7-6. 7-6, Mineota. Blackjack serve. Here's Ferris from the outside. And Liv gets another kill. Another kill by Ferris. She's racking it up here in the third set. Ella Johnson leads the Vikings in kills with 10. Suster serving. As I mentioned earlier, Liza was voted the MVP of the Camden Conference this year. And I should mention Haley Froon, the coach of the year in the Camden Conference. 9-6. Oh, there's Ellis. 11 kills. 5, 9, 10, 11. 11 kills for Johnson. Reese Johnson, that is. Oh, and there was a block there by the Vikings. Reese hit it hard at the net. Reese is such a great, really good outside hitter. And now Reese will serve. And that's out of bounds on the side court. And gives the Vikings the point, 10-7. We're in the third set. Mineota leading 2-0. They took the first set, 25-11. Took the second set, 25-7. And now it's 10-7. Much closer match here. Oh, and Perkins had a good opportunity there. And she just hit it off the side. The freshman, Caden Perkins, had a wide open corner there and just missed it. She's looking at, I saw her eyes. She's looking at where to hit the ball, but she just a little too out of bounds. And Tufto with a kill. How about that? Wow. Nice job by Addie Tufto. She looks at the referee on the ladder. There's your whistle. Hey, folks. Blackjack's keeping this one close here in set three. It's 11-8. Here's Kennedy Arndt. Hit. Reese Johnson. Arndt hits it again, and the Blackjacks can't play it off the net. Reese Johnson. Substitutes coming in. Grace Hennon will serve. Coach Haley Gritmacher out on the floor, encouraging her girls out there. Vikings just 3 losses on the season. How about that? That's incredible. Those 3 losses were against, I think, four A teams. Blackjacks, Reese Johnson trying to get good effort there by Reese, but hit the stage. The ball went the wrong way, but boy, she got ran a long ways to get that volleyball, and she got there. 13-8, Vikings here in set three. Grace Hennon serves in the Tufto up to Bothan. Here's Perkins from the outside, and Suster passes the ball up, and Ella Johnson gets another kill. My goodness, they're racking it up now. And a timeout by Coach Haley Grittmacher. That was Johnson's 12th kill of the match. Your UFP Mineota scoreboard, Mineota 14, Dawson Boyd 8. We're in set 3. We'll take a commercial break during the timeout here, and we'll be right back.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Millie Bothan. I'm from the Dawson Boyd Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Paul Ramo back here in Mineota for Section 3A Volleyball Playoffs quarterfinals. Blackjacks eliminated La Caprile Valley on Tuesday, and they made it here in the quarterfinals against the state-ranked and number one seeded Minnesota Vikings. Vikings lead 2-0. We're in set 3, and it's 15-8. We'll pick up the action here. Here's Perkins from the outside. Nice dig by Suster. I tell you what, this Liza Suster, she's all over the floor. A nice play by Anna Hasted. Wow, Anna looked for the opening and found it right in the middle of the floor. And got the kill. Ayanna Hasted. 15-9. Lund with the serve into the Grace Hennon. She passes the ball up to the front of the net. Ella Johnson. And Boffin plays it off the net. And Essling gets the kill. What a play by Dawson Boyd. Bailey Boffin played the ball perfectly off the net. And Essling hit it over for the kill. 15-10. Lund serves. The Vikings having some trouble, and they get it over on the third hit. Boffin will throw it over. There's Suster again. She's all over the place. And now a kill by the Vikings. That was number 10, Arndt. Arndt just picked up her ninth kill. Here's a set all the way across by Boffin to Essling. Back to the Mineota side. Look out. There's Ferris. Ferris, probably the hardest hitter in the conference. 17-10. Get to your other scores here in Section 3A volleyball tonight. Of course, Camby hosting Lakeview, and they're up 2-0 on the Lakeview Lakers in Camby. And Reese Johnson! Reese Johnson with the kill. Fifth kill for Reese. 17-11. Essling, tight serve over the net. Robecki passes the ball up to DeSmith. Bears from the outside. Nice dig by Tufto. Here's Reese Johnson again. Reese Johnson, the junior. And Coach Haley Froon calls a timeout. 17-12 is your UFP Mineota scoreboard. And the Blackjack fans are fired up. We'll take a break and be right back.
Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320. 720-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Paul Ramo back here in Mineota. Vikings lead 2-0. They lead in the third set 17-12. And the timeout is over by Coach Grittmacher. And I think that was Ferris. And no, it was out. Ferris can't believe the back judge called it out. And the Blackjacks hanging around here, 17-13. Can they take a set away from the Vikings? Essling with the serve into the back row to Grace Hennon. Up to number 12, that's Miri, and Ferris finally knocks it down hard. She's a little upset. Or just she wanted that kill bad. Got it. 18-13 is your UFP Mineola score. Number 6, Dakota Hennon, the senior, serves into Essling. Bailey Boffin, Hasted throws it over lightly. There's Seussner again. And Ferris again. All of a sudden, Liv Ferris has 9 kills. Wow. She came out of nowhere here in set 3. Blackjacks, Lindsay Lund, Hasted. And we got 4 hits on the Blackjacks. Minnesota Vikings, the Camden Conference champions. Not sure how many years they've won the Camden Conference. It's a lot. Here's Reese Johnson. Throws it over tight. I think Coach Grittmacher wanted to call a timeout. The referee went let her. And now a block out of bounds. Now Coach Grittmacher's calling a timeout. 21-13 is your UFP Minnesota scoreboard. We're in set 3. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92.
Our featured premier sponsor during this game, UFP Mineota, bringing you the UFP Mineota scoreboard. Are you a member of Minnesota Valley REC and need to replace your water heater? If so, do they have a deal for you? Along with the fact that an electric water heater is the safest, most reliable way to heat water, Minnesota Valley REC sells, delivers, and installs electric water heaters for co-op members. Whether you're replacing your old water heater or purchasing one for your new home, remember, an electric water heater has no fumes, no flames, nothing to vent, light, or clean. So it gives you the peace of mind that you have the safest water heater around. Minnesota Valley also offers rebates up to $300 and will finance the purchase and installation of a lifetime warranted water heater. Keep Minnesota Valley REC in mind if you should need to replace your water heater. Call them at 1-800-247-5051.
Coming out of commercial break, Reese Johnson gets another kill for Dawson Boyd, and the Blackjacks down. Oh, it went out of bounds. Referee said it was out of bounds. My mistake. And it's 22-13, Mineota, here in set 3. Claire Rost, Jr., comes in to serve for the first time tonight for Mineota. Vikings lead 2-0. They took the first set. 25-11, second set, 25-7. Right now it's 22-13. And Ross with the serve in the Blackjacks. That was tough, though, passing the ball up. Reese Johnson unable to get there, and it's 23-13. Ross again serves. And Tufto hits it on one hit. What a play by Addie Tufto. And that one she missed. Did she tip it? Yeah, no. Went out of bounds. They're going to give the point to the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks' season stays alive. Ellison had to jump up on the stage to go get the volleyball. Looks like Hasted will serve. Tufto comes out. Anderson in, 23-14. Hasted serves into the Grace Hennon. Here's Ross up to the net. It goes, nice dig. And a kill there by number 13, Maher. And it's match point for the Mineota Vikings. 24-14. Next point the Vikings get, and they will advance into the semifinals. And here's number 4, Nevaeh Hennon. 24-14. Oh, a service there by Hennen. 24-15. Blackjack season still alive. Emerson Olsen in, the senior serving. And there's a serve by Olsen, goes deep into Seussner, passes the ball up, and a block by Haley Anderson. Another hit from the outside, and the Vikings win it 25-15, and they end the Dawson Boyd Blackjack season 3-0. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
You're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on Q92.
First exam, first bifocal, even family history of eye disease. Heartland Eye Care Centers is there for you at any age. Heartland Eye Care is a family-focused practice devoted to protecting your eye health, as well as enhancing and correcting your eyesight. We not only perform routine eye exams and fit glasses and contacts, but we also diagnose, treat, and manage ocular disease such as glaucoma, diabetic eye disease, and macular degeneration. Bringing your world into focus, Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day.
Our featured premier sponsor during this game, UFP Minneota, bringing you the UFP Minneota scoreboard.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. This is your final night. The Minnesota Vikings sweep Dawson Boyd 3-0, 25-11, 25-7, and 25-15. So the Vikings, they will move on, and they will play the winner of Canby. I'm going to find my paper here. I just lost my paper. And the Blackjacks are just breaking the huddle for the last time this year. Coach Haley Grittmacher had the Vikings huddled up. A lot of tears, as you can expect, for the Vikings as their season comes to an end. And Coach Haley Grittmacher thanking everyone in the stands, the Dawson Boyd fans here. Haley does a fantastic job. Blackjacks end their season 9-17 to end their season, and the Vikings improved to 28-3, and they will take on the winner of RCW and Wabasso. RCW and Wabasso on Tuesday, Halloween night at 5:30, and the other game will carry on Tuesday. The 7 o'clock game will feature the winner of McRae Central Minnesota Christian tonight and Canby and Lakeview tonight. We'll have two volleyball matches for you right here on Q92 on Tuesday. Let's go through some of the stats here for Dawson Boyd. They were led by Reese Johnson. Reese had 8 kills and a block for Reese, and she led the Blackjacks in kills. For Minneota, Sarah Greenis had 4 kills off the bench. Bottleberg, 3. Ella Johnson led the Vikings in kills with 12 kills and 2 blocks. Liv Ferris had 9 kills. Kennedy Arndt. Kennedy had 9 kills and 2 blocks for Kennedy. So a big night for Mineota as they continue on in the section tournament. I'm just trying to get some updates here from Canby. Canby now got a final here. Canby swept Lakeview tonight. Canby swept Lakeview 3-0. 25-14, 25-14, and 25-9. So Lakeview, or Canby, moves on, and Lakeview season comes to an end. And trying to find the RCW score, and cannot right now. Here comes Haley Froon with me. And Haley Froon and the Minnesota Vikings are going to visit. Nope, Haley's going to visit with me here in a little bit. We'll just visit you first, Haley. Can you hear me?
Gotcha, Paul.
All right, good. Thanks for coming up. I appreciate that. Well, nice win. Talk
yeah.
about the match tonight.
You know, tonight I thought offensively we swung aggressive, and I haven't seen the stats, but it felt pretty balanced. I thought Kennedy Arndt, Liv, and Ella all had really great matches at the net, and I thought we served really aggressive. We wanted to kind of take some of their middles out of the game. Dawson obviously does a great job serving, and I think that they do a great job blocking as well, so covering was going to be important tonight and spreading the ball around.
Yeah, Ella Johnson, I got her for 12 kills. They do a nice job of getting the ball to Ella, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And
yeah.
Kennedy.
Yep. Yeah, those two players have really played well in the last couple weeks, and both of our setters have really worked on setting their outside balls to help Ella and Eden and Liv out on the outside, so that's been great to see them come around here.
Yep. Isn't it an exciting section volleyball? Does that make you nervous?
A little bit of both, right? It's just a fun time of year, I'm sure, for everybody. A lot more strategizing, obviously, that has to go into each game. But, I mean, you've seen every opponent that you're going to play, more than likely. So it's just going to be tough volleyball, and it's just going to keep getting harder. You know, we have to come. I'm biased, but I think our section is one of the toughest in the state. So we have to show up every single night, and we have to be mentally prepared, and we have to do our homework before each game.
Yep, and you do a good job at that, let me tell you. The girls are really, they're hungry. They want to get back to the state. They want to win a section championship again, I would gather, huh?
Yeah, we're definitely just focused on really just, like, cleaning up the little things here and just getting better every single day, and hopefully that benefits us in the long run, but we need to continue to get better. Serve, receive, passing needs to get a lot better. We struggled with that a little bit tonight.
Yep. All right. Well, I tell you what, hey, I got to congratulate you on Coach of the Year in the Camden Conference. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks,
Am
Bob.
I allowed to say that? I'm good.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hey, how many times have you guys won the Camden Conference?
I don't know total. That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a lot. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know my senior year was 10 straight, but then there was a little break where, you know, Tracy won it a few years in a row there.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how many total now.
All right, what year did you graduate? Come on, share.
2007. Yep.
So, all right. And you're back.
And I'm back.
All right.
Yep.
Good job. All right. Good
Thanks,
job,
Paul.
Haley.
Thanks for covering
you
us.
You bet. Love covering you
guys.
Yes,
we've missed
you. All right. Haley Grittenmacher from the Blackjacks going to visit with me here. And, Haley, boy, I tell you what, you had the girls in a huddle there after the game, and I saw a lot of tears there. Well, can you share with us what you said to the girls?
Yeah, I just told them that we came into this gym and we fought as hard as we could. We had a big game plan going into this week. We were very prepared. We practiced very well. And even Coach Bruin, after the game was over, said you should be proud of how hard your girls fought. And I just told the girls, look at the scoreboard. I mean, 25-15.
Yep.
Usually we come in here in the playoffs and we just absolutely fall apart and let them stomp all over us. We've walked away with scores of 7-5, and we didn't want to settle.
No, but that third set, man, you could see they were hungry.
Yeah, they were hungry.
They weren't going to give up.
Yep.
That's what I kept saying. They're not giving up.
No, not at all. And they just have a lot of fight, and I am so proud of how hard they've worked all season and how far they've come. When this season started, we had some struggles. We had some ups and downs. We started with a loss against Clinton Graceville Beardsley on the road, and so we could have taken our heads and hung them and just let it go, but we came out and we played as hard as we possibly could tonight.
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, the season ends. Only season ends only with a win is the state champion, right?
Right, absolutely. There's not enough medals for all of us.
And then, you know, you got to give credit to Minio. I mean, they're an outstanding program.
Team.
I know Coach Froon just said a lot of nice things about you and your team and how the improvement that she has seen, she said.
Yes, and for them to be able to come and sub players in and just still be able to have that momentum and the mesh between their teammates, just something for them to be proud of as well. They have a good, solid group of players that they play on the floor, but there's also a solid group of players from the bench.
Yep.
Kennedy Arndt, we were just talking at the all-conference meeting. She's come a long way.
Haley says she's the most improved.
Yeah,
player,
absolutely.
So.
She is a stud. Ella Johnson on the outside, Olivia Ferris, Liza Sussner, all over the place. Just a really good, well-coached volleyball team.
All right, let's talk about your seniors, some girls that have put a lot of time in the volleyball program at Dawson Boyd.
Absolutely.
You got five of them, right?
Yes.
There five of them?
Yep,
okay.
Five, and then we had a transfer, so she's a manager for us.
Oh, okay.
Jenna Coyle from Lac Parro Valley.
Oh, yeah.
But our five seniors that have been with us throughout the entirety of their career, Haley Anderson, 6 foot middle blocker and right side. This year she made the transition to right side. Good kid, works hard. Actually, all of them, outstanding students in the classroom.
Allie Essling?
Yep, number 12, Allie Essling. She's played libero, she's played outside. She does it all for us. We felt like we needed to finish the season with her on the outside just because she's smart with the ball. She knows where she should put it, and she's somebody we can go to in tight situations. Number 9, setter Rachel Jorgens, didn't get a ton of time this year, but was able to come in off the bench when we needed her and get the girls the ball. Number 10, Emerson Olson, she's a senior as well. She plays right side for us too, so we're very deep in the senior classes in the right side position. So she was another player who didn't get a ton of playing time, but if I had to give an award in my entire career of coaching volleyball, 11 years, she's the best shagger I've ever seen. That girl will stay after practice and shag balls for her teammates.
Who's that?
Emerson Olson.
Oh, okay.
She will be there until 6 o'clock,
awesome.
Shagging balls, and just a really big team player. And then number 5, Ayanna Hasted. She's been a starting middle blocker for us for 5 years. A huge part of our success. And kids aspire to be like Ayanna, and so I couldn't be more proud of how she finished her season as well. Bailey did a nice job getting her the ball when we needed it.
Yeah, some outstanding seniors and got a good core of girls coming back, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have, 10-ish girls coming back. We've got 3 juniors that were on JV this year, so 13 with them coming back next year, so just a large group of kids that are hungry for more. They've seen what it means to be a blackjack volleyball player, and their aspirations are high for the future. So I'm really looking forward to see what we can do in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Look at the gym floor. You know, the parents,
still here.
Grandparents are hanging around, hugs, taking pictures. You know, that's what
Absolutely.
All is about. Building relationships, having fun on the team, right, Haley?
Absolutely. This is what it's all about. We're a family here. I look down, my husband drives our bus, he's got a backpack with Elmo hanging out of the back, and my assistant coach, Amber Omlin, her daughter Harper's here holding my daughter Palmer. I couldn't be more thankful for Amber and all she's done for our program this year, going from not having an assistant last year to having an additional coach on our squad has just made a world of difference, and she allows me to be a better person every single day.
Yep.
She pushes the kids to be better people. She's a great person. And we're just lucky to have her as well.
All right. Well, Haley, thank you for always taking the time visiting with me when I've done your games this season, and I appreciate it. You're doing a fantastic
thank
job.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the coverage.
Keep it going. You know,
what
did you tell me the other night? You had 7 wins.
7 wins
year?
3 years ago.
8 wins.
Last year, 8 wins.
9.
This year, 9 wins.
And we're
going to
keep.
Next year, we're going for 10.
10 or more. Let's say
right,
10 or more.
10 plus. Absolutely.
10 plus.
10 plus. Hey, under 20 losses. That's a huge accomplishment.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. So, good.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
you
it.
You bet, Haley. Thanks for coming up again. Haley Grittmacher, the head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Hey, we got football for you tomorrow. I'll be in Olivia with the Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff at Bold High School, and we'll see what happens there. And this is the semifinals in Section 5A football. The other matchup, Mineota, undefeated at 9-0. They're going to host Camby, and the Lancers really have a nice team. They're 6-3, and so the Lancers at Mineota, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And as I mentioned, I'll be in Olivia with the Blackjacks. So that's Section 5A football. And then next Tuesday, we've got the semifinal or the quarterfinals in Section 3A volleyball from SMSU and Marshall. We'll have two volleyball matches for you, 5:30 and 7. And I see that Camby swept Lakeview tonight, so Camby advances on Tuesday. So with that, I think that'll wrap things up here from Mineota High School. I want to thank UFP Mineota for being our premier sponsor, and also all the section sponsors here on Q92. Without them, these broadcasts wouldn't be possible. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board tonight. And we will see you tomorrow afternoon for Section 5A football from Bold High School, 3 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Pearson Dawson, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Ludvigson Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Edward Jones and Company, Southwest Insurance Services, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Heather Nursery and Floral, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Appleton Dental Clinic, Prairie Sun Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, CCM Health, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Kyle Small Engine Repair, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, UFP Mineota, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Pete's Electric Motor, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, State Bank of Taunton, The Strand Agency. Section Sports brought to you by Tron Tossel Seeds, T&D Barnwood Rustics, American Surplus, Jim's Market in Canby, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Lean Lumber, Larson Tiling, Woodstock Telephone Company, First Security Bank of Canby, Ag Plus Cooperative, Steve Haas, Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Bottling Company, NB Golf Cars, Madison Dental Clinic, Appleton Area Health, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Canby Meat Center. Section Sports brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Sturdivant's of Canby, Kluber Law Office, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, B&B Electrical Contractors. Sports brought to you by Klein Insurance Agency in Madison, Sewerville Designs in Appleton, Souther Building Supplies, Canby Farmers Grain, Prins Bank, Minnesota Valley Light and Power, REC, Montevideo, Greater Community Credit Union, Heartland Eye Care, Dawson Dairy Queen, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, KB's Bar and Grill, Olson Dray Service. Section Sports brought to you by Tofty Auto and Sales, Doug Service and Marine, House of Spirits, Appleton, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jubilee Foods, Gruel Electric, Dawson Truck Parts, Mineota Building Center, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Miller Services Incorporated, Gisselson's Hardware, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Citizens Alliance Bank, and MBTV Wireless. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92 92.1. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hentho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
One by one, They're turning out the lights. I've been beating that old jukebox just to hold you tight. Guess it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again. Another place, another time.